Thank you for joining us again for another informative episode of Satellite Nation. Satellite Nation is a weekly call-in show geared towards the hobby side of all things television. Brought to you by Satellite Guys Radio. Now here are your hosts, Michael and Brian.
Hello again, Satellite Nation. I'm always K-E-F-E-S-T. Good evening.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening, Satellite Nation. I'm Brian Gohl, a.k.a. Titanium Satellite. Now, tonight, we're joined by Joe from Fridge FTA. We're going to be talking about the Amico A3 project, and he's going to update us on what's been going on lately. Now, the phone lines will be open all this evening, so we look forward to your questions and comments. So jot down these numbers and give us a call. You can give us a call at 877-SAT-GUYS. That's 877-728-4897. Now, for international callers, or just to save us a little bit of money, you can call 847-327-9319. Now, I hear there's something a little bit special that Joe's going to be giving out this evening.
That's true. Joe is providing a $25 gift certificate to go over at Fridge FTA. We're at a store over there, and we'll take everybody calls in tonight, and we'll throw them in a random number generator, and whoever comes out will win a $25 gift certificate over there at Joe's web store. Now, guys, don't forget that if you haven't missed a Satellite Nation, you can always go to satelliteguys.us. Head on over there to the Satellite Guys Radio forums, and there's a little link to the city archives for Satellite Nation, and a click there and miss me and leave them back a little ways. And don't forget to go to Facebook and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Satellite Nation Radio and at Twitter at SatNat Radio.
Well, Michael, it sounds like technology is nipping you in the hiney again, my friend. I think I kind of heard some of what was going on here. I'm just going to do a little recap if you want to maybe try maybe even a Skype line or something. But Joe is going to be giving us a $25 gift certificate for the Fridge FTA store, and we're going to be drawing a lucky winner from tonight's caller sometime tonight. So if you call the show this evening and ask Joe a question or just chit-chat about satellite or whatever's on your mind, you're going to be entered in for a drawing for a $25 gift certificate for Fridge FTA store. Now,
that sounds right.
There we go. Yes, indeedy. So just have some special thanks. So, to start out the thanks, I guess if it wasn't for our websites, www.nc-electronics.com, that's Michael's website. So if you're looking for some electronics, check that out. Or you can check out my website at www.titaniumsatellite.com. So if you need some stocking stuffers or just need to stock up a little bit, and you have a little bit money left over after you spend everything over at Joe's store, stop by. Give us a visit. Now, we want to give a special thanks to Satellite Guys Radio and SatelliteGuys.us website. Thanks to Scott over there for getting us up and putting us up on Satellite Guys Radio. Also want to thank Dave over at GotCBand.com. He helps us out by putting us up on an audio server, which gets us over to Access America. And that's who we also want to thank is Ralph Black over at Access America. Now, if you don't listen to Access America, you can listen to him streaming. You can also listen to him up on the satellite on Galaxy 19KU. And he and Mike Cole have a great show that's right after ours every Wednesday evening at 6, excuse me, that would be 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, and you can listen to that on Galaxy 19. What is that, transponder frequency 12115?
Yeah, yep, 22424, I think.
Yeah, so
with the audio PID of 4135.
And, you know, for those of you with blind scan, just scan in 12115 and you'll get Access America. So,
come right in.
Let's get right into the show. Michael, what do we have going on?
Well, I think we got Joe on standby here. We'll bring him in here and So what's going on with you over there at the Fridge FTA and all that good stuff? Well, I'm pushing the button. I'll see it happen. There it goes. Good evening, Joe.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Brian. Michael, you sound a bit over-modulated or something.
That's what I'm thinking is going on, too. Yeah, I think I'm over-modulating it. I think it's fine to tell you right in the microphone.
Yeah, you're going to have to real slowly because, I mean, it's kind of hard to understand. But
Joe,
Brian sounds great.
Joe, you sound fantastic, my friend. How you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
We're here.
Well, tell us about what's new on over at Fridge FTA forums. Looked quite active over there lately, and you have quite a few members over there. So tell us a little bit about your forums, first of all, Joe.
Well, about the forum, let's see. That's a true FTA forum. We started in 2009 when 99.9% of the other forums were all doing piracy. You know, we never did any of that. We were just doing true FTA and telling guys to take that old view crap and Sonic View or whatever and point her over at G18 and get all those good channels we no longer have there.
Yeah, the equity group, right?
Yeah, the good stuff. You know, back in the good days, you know, a few years back. But you know, we've been doing the true FTA there, SCAT Small Dish Project for a long time. It was a big topic in the forums. You know, a little bit of OTA, computers, Android, you know, whatever. Just mainly the stuff that the guys that are into FTA and ham radio. The techie stuff that we all like.
Right, right. Well, what got you into satellite originally, Joe?
Well, back in the 80s when I was a kid, I had the...
Hello, Joe.
Oh, are you losing me?
I did. I heard back in the 80s, and kind of like the rest of us, I think we lost what happened in the 80s.
Okay. Back in the 80s. Wasn't that the 70s?
Well, yeah, Joe, let's go back a bit. Tell us about the 80s for you.
All right, from what little I remember, I kept telling my old man who, you know, thought it was just evil to pay for cable because TV should be, you know, free, the two channels you'd get over there.
Amen.
I kept telling him, you know, get this big C-band system and we'll get all these channels for free and legal and all you got to do is pay for the equipment. And I begged and begged and begged, and he never got me the C-band system. So then I think around 94, 96, a little company you might have heard of called Hughes and DirecTV made these little 18-inch dishes that you could go to Sears or Kmart and, you know, buy everything in a box and set it up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, always interested in technology, so I got myself one of those. You know, probably it took me a while, probably around 2000. Set it up and started getting channels without giving anything to Comcast or media or whatever they were called back then. I thought it was the coolest thing.
Yeah.
Then I quickly discovered that some of my friends and a lot of their friends were trying to do the same thing, except they apparently couldn't hit a DBS bird to save their life. So I started making pretty good money just going to Kmart, getting the systems, doing installs for people.
Yep.
Then a few years later, the MPEG-2 FTA receivers started coming into the U.S., you know, and more than, you know, a quantity of two. And I found out, well, this can do what I really wanted as a kid. So I got myself an old Prime Star. got that set up on 123 West. Then on Craigslist, I found one of the really good ancient DMS Motec SG2100s,
yep.
The ones that actually work good.
The ones that were built like a tank, yep.
Yep, yeah. I don't remember who I gave that to, but I bet you anything, it's still running and is perfectly tight to this day. But I got that set up, and from doing satellite installs for a certain company at that point, I managed to snag me a piece of crap DigiWave 1 meter that a guy had sitting out ready to throw away. Got that going and started doing the motorized thing, and then it was, I can get stuff that 6 feet got to call this project.
Try that last part again, Joe. We lost you there for a second there, Joe, so try that again.
The next thing I did was start doing the C-band small disc project.
Uh-huh.
To get some of those channels that I wanted on the big disc back in the 80s. Just went from there, always tinkering with everything and anything I could get my hands on.
Very cool. So,
why did you do that? Was it did you do that because you just want to experiment with it, or you just didn't have a place to put a 8 or 10 foot dish?
Well, both. I wanted to experiment with it, and I didn't have a 8 or 10 foot dish to set up or a place to put it.
Okay.
Now, a lot of people reference your materials. You did some really great documentation on your microbud or mini bud. Setups over there. So, if anybody's interested in mini bud, micro bud, and that's essentially anything that's like a 1.2 meter or 1 meter dish, head on over to www.fridgefta.info, and there's some great threads over there for what Joe has done with micro budding, mini budding, and it has some great tips on how to mount up your LMBs and how to get this thing aimed and working well.
Yeah, there's a whole section over there, Brian, that's just C-band small disc stuff.
Yeah, some great articles over there. And, a lot of things that people kind of learn by hit and miss, you've already gone through that and pretty much documented what they need to do if they want to give that a try.
Oh, yeah, I did a really good job documenting everything not to do. From,
Well, if you were to have a list of what not to do, what would be number one on that list for microbud not to do?
Do not put the LNBF in where it's 90 degrees off and your polarities get reversed, because you'll never get anything and it'll take you forever to figure it out.
Now, something that quite a few people talk about is, because when you do go to a mini bud or a micro bud dish, and you're putting a C-band LMBF or C-band feed horn on there, the focal distances aren't the same as on a big prime dish. When you're setting a LMBF on and you have a scalar that's a conical shape or a flat scalar, let's kind of revisit the scalar in a moment. What is one of the hints that you would give out to people who are trying micro budding and trying to find where to mount the C-band LMB?
Well, depending on where you're at and the size dish, most important thing I found is you need a digital satellite meter, or you need a TV and a receiver out at the dish. This isn't something you can just get on the phone with the wife and try to tune while she's watching the TV.
And stay married.
You're going to need a way to see. Yeah.
You need to stay away from what's going on in real time.
Yeah, you need to see what's going on with every little adjustment you make. And the best way I found to set one of these up is 3845H on 99 West. Put your LNBF on the dish. You know, it's probably easier on the small dish to pre-aim with your KU LNBF so you know you're, you know, centered on 99. Put the C-band on there without the scaler and start making real small adjustments until your meter, you know, and you'll read it on a meter before you want an STB, which makes it even doubly nice.
Right.
You'll start to catch that signal because it's nice and strong over just about all the country. Get your LNBF where you're getting the best signal on that. Then put the conical on there and start messing with that. Then start playing with the combination of the two positions.
Right. So, you know, one thing I've really noticed, and I read where you had tested this quite a bit, it is very important to determine how high and where the LNBF is aimed into the dish. So if you mount that LNBF too high above where all the signals are focusing back on, or it's not aimed to the right place in the dish, you could be losing a lot of signal. And on these smaller reflectors, that could be the death wish.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you have to be right at the focal point. And in one of the threads, I made a picture, and I got in Photoshop, and I drew a crosshairs on there showing the KU focal point bracket and then the C-band one on there, and how that center focal point needs to be the same. You can't have that C-band LNBF sitting 3 inches higher, you know, center point, or
exactly,
you know, 2 inches lower, that KU is going to be.
Well, guys, we have a couple of callers right now, so I'm going to go ahead and play the call-in number, and then we'll open up the phone lines here.
Phone lines are now open for Satellite Nation. Call us at 877-SAT-GUYS or 877-728-4897.
Area code 772, you're on with Satellite Nation. Who do we have this evening?
Hey, Brian, this is Nick. How are you doing?
Hey, good evening. How are you?
Good, 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 good. I just want to give a couple thank yous out. One for Michael, incredible shipping with one of your products. We're just across the mountain, but still got here pretty damn quick. And I got to thank Joe, man. I've struggled. I'm all over Satellite. I'm on the forums of ComTech, been there for years and everything. And I always had problems with my phone trying to figure out how to use it. This new A3... Johnny got Android down easy. I can use my phone and my receiver now. Something that got my interest and learned to play with it and go to town. The A3 was fantastic. Brian, unfortunately, I haven't tried your wide band yet. I got to wait till spring gets here to put the 10-foot dish up for the eastern sats, but it's here in my possession.
Well, great. So what is the, you know, you've been into Satellite for a while, and if you were comparing the A3 to what you've had before, what's something that's different and you like about the A3?
Probably just the interface more than anything. It does have, it's not one of my best tuners, but it's one of the top tuners I have around here for bone and weak signals. I've been stubborn on Android, but I really like as I work with it how easy it becomes once you just figure out a few basic things. And overall, I download the Spark 2 app on my cell phone and I can watch it anywhere around my property.
Yeah, that's nice. I know.
Yeah, same. Just pull it up on my phone when I'm sitting out in the garage and watch anything I want.
So what is that?
What it is with me is I get bored easy. And, you know, I got an A2. This is just fun to play with, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It's a learning curve and figuring it out. And nice machine. Nice little machine.
It helps to be familiar with Android, don't it? Makes it a lot smoother, but it works pretty good. And it, you know, that's why I like, you just think of something you want to put on there, and you can throw it on there if you're used to your Android phone. It's, you know, you can put it on your A3. Now, not everything will go like a phone, but a lot of stuff you can throw over on your A3 and mess with it.
You know, and something while we're talking about
fantastic product.
Yeah, something while we're talking about A3, I just wanted to mention I've been working with the Spectrum Monitor. And so in the January issue, Ken Reitz over there is the editor of that, and he is going to be doing a review on the Spectrum Monitor for all the amateur radio operators. So I've been kind of, you know, he's been asking, oh, what about this? What about that? And I've been, you know, sending him an email, check this, check that. I go, whoa, you know, it's kind of that response of when people realize how powerful it really is, you know. It's quite fun to work with people when they start realizing this isn't your daddy's satellite receiver.
Right.
I don't know if you guys, you know, listened to, I haven't been on in a long time on Ralph's show, but one of my neighbors, I finally met him, probably it's been 6 months, stopped and talked to him a couple times, but does the name Robert M. Coleman come to any of you guys?
Not to me.
No.
The creator of cable TV.
Ah.
Here in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. He's still got a big old dish farm right here on Highway
5. Okay.
And I had met him. I was talking about it because he's got all kinds of dishes. He's done. He's old. He's pretty old, to be honest with you. He doesn't play with anything anymore. He himself did not know how much stuff is up there. And I'm going over, got not a tentative date set, but in the next couple weeks, I can come over there and check out his equipment. I want to show him some of the things that can be done nowadays.
Boy, he would be an interesting guy to have on the show. Do you think at any time he would be interested in coming on and just talking about the history of...
Bob Cooper wants to talk to him.
Many years ago,
Bob
though.
Bob Cooper wants to get back in touch with him. Him and Bob Cooper, you know who Coop is, right? He's living in New Zealand now.
Right.
Coop is also very big satellite. And he wants me to have him call him, too. Because he can't pay it. I mean, you know, Robert's probably 80 years old now.
Right.
But
it would be so great to
have him on, though.
Yeah, it'd be so great to learn about the history of the early CATV days and... And definitely, it'd be very cool.
I live in a little town north of Greenville, South Carolina, called Travelers Rest, right in the foothills. Mm. And that's where cable TV actually started. It's hard to believe, but it's true. Yeah, it's still a backward town, but that came from there. And I told him I'd get with him here and see what. Show him some modern things. And this guy's got... Creating dishes on railroad trestles.
Very cool.
20 foot dishes in his yard.
Very cool. Well, definitely good to hear somebody's take on the A3. You know, a lot of us, you know, we can talk all we want, but everybody thinks we're, you know, trying to sell something or pitch something. But when you sit down and you start playing with it, it's a pretty incredible thing. I'm working on right now trying to work on the streaming a little bit. And so that's kind of what I've kind of put as a goal for me in the next month here is to get the whole streaming down. And you know, I'm trying to decide, you know, how the best way to get it out of my business and over to the house. And so, I've just purchased a modulator and, thinking about doing some, down resolution to put it over a local landline. But, you know, when you start playing with it, you know, it's pretty amazing all the options that it gives you.
Well, you know, people don't realize, and, you know, this has been stated many times. I mean, the A3 is a computer.
Yeah.
It's an actual computer. And, you know, I'm very, very good. And I've had my own business working on computers for years and years and years, but I didn't play with Android very much. And like I said, you know, now that I got this, hell, I can use my phone better now that I got the A3.
The A3 taught me to use your phone.
Yeah, the A3 taught me how to use my damn phone.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
With Android is once you learn it on
one implementation, it mm-hmm. pretty much works the same across the board. You know, you can turn on P3 or your phone or your tablet, run the same apps, they run the same way, you know. They just all work together really, really nice.
Hey, Joe, maybe you could give a little insight. Why are some apps available to different regions? Because there was a member last month that had a different a ROM installed, and they were seeing a different set of apps. Now, I realize that some apps are probably regional, but what about Android determines what apps that a user will have in a region?
Well, there's if we're strictly talking regional, there's a lot of apps for like copyright reasons or marketing are only available in certain countries, like BBC iPlayer.
Right.
From the United States with the standard Google Play setup,
you
can't download iPlayer because it's not available. Or CTV in Canada, you can't get from the U.S. or various things like that. It's pretty much the same as like trying to subscribe to a foreign television service.
Now, of course, the way around that is
not allowed.
Is the VPN services, of course, right?
Well, not exactly. With Google Play, Google knows where you set up the account from. And if you use a USA Google Play account and then with the UK, Google Play still knows, oh, this is a U.S. account and a U.S. device. You can't have iPlayer. Of course, there are ways around that are kind of complicated. The simple way is we just put iPlayer in our own app store so you can just download it from there and don't have to worry about Google Play.
Well, thank goodness. I was about to get out my roll of tinfoil and start wrapping myself. Well, Nick, it's looking pretty good so far. You and we have another caller on hold, but you're right there. You're 100% going to win the $25 gift certificate if we don't take another call here.
Hell, I ain't worried about that. As long as I can, I just enjoy sharing my experience with this thing. I'm still learning on it, and I think it's a wonderful piece of machinery.
Well, what do you say, guys? We bring in another caller, and I'm going to put the call-in number up again. Guys, if you're listening this evening on December 10th, to our live show, you can call in, and if we get you on the air, we are going to put you in the drawing at the end of the show where Joe is giving a $25 gift certificate for the Fridge FTA store. That's store.fridgefta.info.
Phone lines are now open for Satellite Nation. Call us at 877-SAT-GUYS or 877-728-4897.
Good evening, area code 260. How are you doing this evening?
Yeah. Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, is this Dan?
Yep.
Good evening, Dan.
Hello, Dan. Hi, Dan. How are you guys doing tonight?
We are
doing good.
We are just peachy. Thank you. Well, Dan is now in the drawing, so that means that Nick and Dan, you are now 50-50.
I'm liking my odds. It's pretty good.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
I should mention that our brand new store right now is only set up for 50 USA states in Canada.
Okay, is it just me on my end, or is...
No, I think Joe went to Canada.
That's the announcement. Well, Jen, right now with the store set up, it's only shipping to U.S., 50 states, all 50 states, and then in Canada. I can get it out, but that's what he's trying to say there.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, you went Mickey Mouse on us and then Sounded like you were shouting from the back of the cave there, Joe. Are you back with us?
Yeah, I'm stuck on 3G data right now. I'm having problems with my Wi-Fi, so it's probably acting a little goofy.
You know what the problem is, Joe? You probably need to go shovel about 4 feet of snow off your roof.
I don't know about you guys, but if you had me,
that does interfere with your signal, you know.
If you had me up on the roof shoveling snow, I'd probably sound like Joe after I was done shoveling the snow.
Well, you saved me another call, guys. We got one here from the 405 area code, and let's bring them in. Hello, young man.
Hey, greetings, everybody.
Hello, hello.
Oh, it sounds like Tracy.
Yeah, I just thought I'd check in and take a break before I get back on the phone and call tech support.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, tech support for what?
I've had the layout server broken since last week, and they keep over 90 replacements that are defective.
That ain't good.
So you missing some program getting put on the air there, Tracy?
I'm sorry?
Are you missing getting some programming on the air because of this?
No, I just have to reboot and do one show at a time and then defrag again and do a show and then defrag again.
Whew, that sounds painful.
Tracy, are these Delta sending you?
It's just slowing me down a little bit.
Nothing but y'all are down, really. Just slow you down a little bit, but it won't stop you, really.
What'd you say, Joe?
I said, are these Dell servers or something with the 90% defect rate?
Well, the main server is actually a Dell, but these playout servers are they're actually Intel's.
Well, so what's their turnaround time to get a new product out to you?
Oh, they'll overnight me one.
Oh, okay.
They're out of Georgia is where they come from, but they're not checking them before they ship them.
You know, something interesting to share with you, Tracy. The show that we did with you is probably right up there with one of the most listened to shows. Your 32 dishes in your yard and your description of what you do for a living has definitely caught some people's attention worldwide.
Oh, yeah.
That's scary.
Scary good.
He's right. You're up there.
We're headed back to the station, in fact, next week or week after for a couple, 3 days. It's that, you know, got to finalize everything the end of the year. Next week. Yeah, next week we're gonna do a 3 day.
So that cold weather that came through a couple of weeks ago, did that affect you any at all, or are you pretty well winterproof to that type of weather?
We've got this this, you know, the things the 2 gallon pump sprayers, we put the antifreeze stuff in it, the yellow stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And just spray the dishes with that.
So would that be you
Isn't
or
that
your
sticky?
Husband?
But well, I helped too, both of us.
Well, I don't know. You told me that you had gotten him some of those neat toys to help put in your dishes, so I just pictured him out there being Chauncey taking care of your dishes.
Are you got to be kidding? No, we've got extra long broomstick handles, and it's all manual.
Okay. Well, very good. So, Tracy, have you gotten your hands on an A3 yet?
No, I haven't had time. You know, since you interviewed, the amount that we're doing for that network has doubled. So,
wow.
I'm staying really busy. I mean, there's three or four phone calls a day back and forth, and the different syndicators, you know, they call me, and then, of course, we end up having conference calls and so forth.
Now we're talking about AMG.
That would be a good satellite to scan mid-January for some new stuff. I'll just give you a heads up on that.
So 97 C-band?
Yes, sir.
Can you share anything about what we might be looking for in January?
A new digital channel that is more like a cable channel. I don't have any transponder information yet.
Oh, okay.
And
you,
what
talking
type of...
about Justice TV?
I'm sorry?
Are you talking about Justice TV?
Yeah, not to be confused with the one over on Entertainment Studios. It's a total different.
Don't you just love that when they call stations the same thing? A little confusing.
Well, actually, they call that one on Entertainment Studios, they call it Justice Central.
Big difference. I'll catch
and
that one.
And Justice Network.
And this is going to be the Justice Network. And we're looking about around, well, the phone call I got said around the 20th.
Excellent. Can you share any type of programming that Justice Network is going to be airing?
A lot of the crime shows that have been on cable channels.
Okay. Now, do you ever watch Grit TV?
Which one?
Grit.
I've seen it on satellite a little bit. We don't have any affiliates that have picked it up yet.
I'm sorry. I actually meant Reels. I noticed that Reels with a Z.
Oh, Reels. Yeah, they're showing some crime stuff, too.
Quite a bit during the day, yeah. But I just noticed on the weekends, I assumed that they ran crime stuff all the time. But on the weekends, they have some pretty good movies on there, too. But, okay, so we're going to keep a lookout on 97 West on C-Band for a new channel coming up towards the end of January, Justice Network. Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that, Tracy.
Guys, you know what really kind of peed me off this last week? Is the girlfriend had to have her Bravo and all this, so I ordered DirecTV again. I was a cable cutter a long time ago. And I just got the basic entertainment service to get that. Most channels I pay for, I get on C-Band.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. When you get that basic package.
Boy, you're breaking up real bad there, Nick. I think we're going to have to drop your line here.
Okay. I know I shouldn't say that. Again, I pay with this, and now, wait a minute, I get most of this stuff anyway.
Yeah, but you have to serve it up. You have to serve it up so it's easy to use. And so is your wife enjoying the programming package you purchased?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's got her housewives in New Jersey and all that. So.
Oh, yeah, that's quality programming. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then, well, hey, to keep the house happy, yes. I mean, we have to have that. And you know Lifetime shows good movies on the weekends.
Yeah.
You talked about put them in the trunk channel.
Which one? Yeah, was that there when I think I heard?
Welcome to the man.
Another caller here.
Welcome to the Man Haters Network.
Put them in the trunk channel.
All right, so we have a caller from area code. Which one do you want to bring on first, Sir Michael?
Let's bring on 503 first. They've been waiting longest.
All right, area code 503. Good evening. You're on Satellite Nation.
This is Bob. Do you hear me?
Good evening, Mr. Yep. Bob. How are you this evening?
I'm good. Got a question or two. Never played with any C-bands, but it's one of those things I want to do. I'm Wesco PC, if any of you are trying to figure out who Bob is. And anyway, I've never done any C-band stuff, so I want to play around with a 1.2 meter C-band and just see what I can pick up. And my question basically is on conical scalars. How much more do you pick up with a conical over the standard flat scalar?
Joe, can I address that first, and then I'll let you have a stab at it? Okay. Yeah, what I found out, Bob, was when I was living in town, I really depended on what satellite I was aimed at, because the conical scalar kind of illuminates, shapes the amount of the dish that your feed horn sees. So when I was living in town where I had a lot of RF interference, I really found that the conical scalar really worked quite well on certain satellites where I might have adjacent satellite or terrestrial interference. Now that I'm living in the country, there are certain satellites where I really don't notice that big difference, but 99 West is one of my favorite satellites, and for 99 West, I'll see a, you know, if we just kind of put it in generalized terms, I'll see a solid 10 to 15% signal quality gain using like a micro HD scale.
Okay.
What do you see, Joe?
Well, first big problem I see is
hello, Joe.
Oh,
Joe. Somebody needs to go get out of the refrigerator.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, it does sound like Joe is locked in his own fridge.
Deep freeze.
Yeah, it sounds like Joe's locked in his own fridge. Yeah, Joe, we'll bring you back in if you want to try a different way of getting in, Joe.
Yeah, let me try.
Boy, it almost sounds hopeful because we hear like about every other word.
Yeah, he's got to get himself a better audio hook up there. It's not getting enough out of Joe to know what he's having to say.
Yeah. Anybody else have something to throw in the micro or mini bud conversation here?
I'm not.
You guys got me on?
Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Michael. What did you say?
Go ahead.
Yeah, Dan, go ahead. Throw in what you have there for a micro mini.
Well, I've used a 1.2 meter and a 1 meter, and the conical scalar. I haven't used a flat scalar yet, but I have used a a scalar on both dishes, and you can see a significant improvement with it, at least 20%.
Yeah, and
that's over versus no scalar?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's not an AB between the flat or the conical.
No,
I mean, Go ahead, Brian.
All I was going to say, Bob, was, you know, when you are comparing no scalar to any scalar, you're going to see improvement, most definitely. But the conical scalar on a 1.2, in my humble opinion, it's a no-brainer. You will definitely see significant gains, and you'll make a difference between receiving something that's threshold and locking onto it. And a lot of people just don't realize how close the threshold is on most channels.
Yeah. Okay, well, that answers my question. If I win tonight, then Joe can send me a conical scalar.
There we go. Hey, thanks for calling in, Bob. Hey, we have a couple more callers here.
All right, thank you.
We have a couple more callers here. We have somebody from South Carolina calling in from area code 864. South Carolina, go ahead. You're on Satellite Nation.
Hey, Brian, Michael, Dan, Joe, it's Kale from the Forum, also known as November 1st. Hope you guys are doing well.
Good evening, sir. Good evening.
Yep. Good evening.
Merry Christmas to you too, and thanks for calling in. What do you have going on this evening?
Well, actually, coming down the highway, almost home, and realized I'm not at the house to listen to the program, but I had a question for you guys, so I fumbled around the smartphone and found the number to call.
You made it.
just in time. I'm trying to figure out. I'm using the audio, the radio audio feed from a 36-inch dish to feed into a FM transmitter to give myself a personalized radio station on my farm. And I'm wanting to switch between different feeds during the day because there's some programming, one frequency I want to listen to. Do you guys know of a way, or at least put a thought process into your mind? You don't have to answer me now, but a way that I can remotely change the frequency, the channel, whatever you want to call it, to get a different feed to feed my FM transmitter from the satellite feed.
Who wants to give a stab at that?
Do you want to use two receivers or one receiver?
I could go either way.
Because the way I would think they'd be using two receivers, and you could set up something that way, but I don't really know where you know about it. I'm trying to switch it. Because I know what you're doing, but I don't know how to remotely change the channel.
I was kind of curious. Yeah, I was kind of curious. Yeah, on the A3, it'd be pretty easy from a smartphone just to, you know, have a remote anywhere you are. But with a regular receiver, is that something that's timed? Because I'd seen somebody mention using the built-in timers to switch between different feeds.
Yeah, you want to do it on a certain time or just whenever you want to put on the fly, or you have a certain program at a certain time.
Well, yeah, it would be a certain time thing. It would be like an automation type program that you would use on a radio station without the automation programming. Maybe some sort of mechanical switching or something like that.
Well,
that's easy, isn't it, Brian?
Yeah, I really think that the easiest way to approach this is something that's put in almost every satellite receiver that's out there. Most satellite receivers have an 8 to 10 place timer built into them, and you could just program certain date. A certain channel comes on, and then when you want to go to the next channel, that's your next timer in line. You can make these so it occurs daily or weekly. A lot of different receivers have different options for their timers. I would make it simple and just go that route.
Yeah.
Is that something that an Amiku Mini HD could do or something like that, or would I need the A3?
Heck yes. Yeah, you could even get a bottom feeder open box to do that. So, yeah, the HDSE is perfect for that. Almost anyone out there could do that.
Okay. Well, thank you. I haven't even that's too easy, so I haven't even considered that option.
Hey, as hobbyists, we want the ball to roll down the chute and to trigger the match that lights the fuse. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, we haven't gone through it, buddy. That's for sure.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. You answered my question, and I really appreciate you guys. Y'all have been a massive help for me getting into the FDA. And I just want to call and ask a question. You guys gave me some great answers.
And
again, wish you a Merry Christmas. And thanks.
Thank you very much. And once again, you are in the drawing for a $25 gift certificate from Fridge FTA this evening. So thank you very much for calling.
Some very good stuff, guys. Near me with that. So then we can, if you need any help, then you can get in contact with me too. But Brian, you were talking about the streaming on the A3. And you're working on that. Now, you just made it sound like it isn't quite possible outside your local network yet, but have you found any way to control it from farther out? Or?
Yeah, VPN. But I want to go a little I want to go a little more elegant than that. I want to be able to just direct stream, lower res stuff. And, with that, I know that I can, barrel through my router and hit it directly. And so I've been playing around with different things, but I'm basically hitting a bottleneck right now for bandwidth.
Yeah. I've got 60 meg service here, which I know is going to have a hard time streaming HD. But
Hey, we have a couple more callers. Michael, do you want to bring in another one here so we can get somebody else entered in?
I think we've got 860. I think I know who that is. Hello, Scott.
Hey, hello. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good evening, Scott. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great. As good as I can, I guess. But two things I wanted to touch on tonight. I don't know if you mentioned them earlier on in the show. I did not hear at the beginning of the show. But I wanted to pass word of the sad passing of Anoli, Satellite Guys member Anoli. He helped a lot of Free Dare people out, and I wanted to get that word out there that he did pass away.
Green guy. Oh, man.
Yeah, Rich was one of those rare individuals that could just bring highly technical stuff and bring it right down to the level. And, man, he was the first guy to get on there and welcome a newcomer. Rich will certainly be missed.
Hell yeah.
And I was really sad to hear that news. The other reason I was calling is because something interesting was posted to Satellite Guys tonight, and I know Satellite Guys members can do this. There is a 4K signal being transmitted right now on Amazon S3 on the KU band. It's using 58 megabit 4K MPEG-4 in DVB-S2, and they're trying to find somebody to... The person who's uplinking it wants somebody to find out if they can actually receive it or not.
Right. Now, the key to this is that it can only be received on cards because it is an HEVC signal. So you'll definitely need to have like a TBS or one of the other cards.
It'll be interesting to see what's up there. And also what's interesting is he says that the content on it will be changing to something more exciting in the very near future, which makes it kind of more exciting to go with it.
Definitely. Now, the user's name is In the Fry, and his name is John, and he is the uplinker for the signal. And I believe he's, what, out of Texas?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. So anybody out there who's listening, if you want to take a look at a 4K signal and then give the uplinker some feedback, he's wanting us to participate, give him some feedback on what we're using to watch it, and that's on Amazon S3 at 61 West. And it's a big, fat 4K signal that guys reported that they were watching during the World Cup, right?
Right, the World Cup. But this is one of the few times that a transmitter will actually ask Free Dare community for feedback on their signal.
Yeah, that's true.
Thanks for adding that, Scott.
Don't contact the uplinker. They'll contact you.
Hey, do we have Joe back on the line here? Joe, can you? Are you back in here?
I'm not saying
anything. Well, I'm trying.
There he is.
There he is.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Certainly. And Beans, you're our guest this evening. I wanted to make sure you're in here.
Well, you know, if I'm using I was using a different voice over IP, and it was on 3G, so maybe that was the problem.
You're sounding good now.
Sounds a lot better.
Now, you and I have been talking.
I'll let you go because I know you have other calls coming in.
Hey, thank you very much for calling, Scott, and happy holidays to you. And we really appreciate you putting us up on Satellite Guys Radio.
No problem, guys. Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas. All that stuff.
Bye-bye. Bye now.
Thank you, Scott.
Well, let's see. It looks like we have another caller to another couple callers to get in there. Joe, I really want to keep promoting you here. Thanks for being on this evening, Joe, with fridgefta.info. And if you have any questions for Joe about his products, and he is with Amoco Americas. So if you have any questions about Amoco products or the Fridge FTA forums or store, now's your time to call. Let's see. So we have area code 864. Area code 864. We're trying to bring you on right now. There you go. Area code 864. Are you there? And maybe they don't know their area code. I'm not going to give out the rest of your phone number.
Come on.
Okay, well, area code 864, I'm going to go ahead and drop you back off if you have something. I'd love to know who you are so we can enter you in for the $25 drawing. Let's see, we have one more. Do you see that one there, Michael? Who do we have?
I don't think we have any more, no.
Oh, okay. Who's 661? I'm going to mute you. That's you on another line. Well, anyway, Joe, do you have anything that you want to announce this evening? You had mentioned earlier that there might be something that people would hear on the show that they wouldn't hear anywhere else.
Joe is gone again.
Oh, no. Well, do you know what it might be? And not, we're not going to steal his thunder, but do you have any idea?
No, I don't. I was trying to remember if he had anything in emails, but I know that they made that one dev run before, you know, regular stable run now. I don't think that was special.
Right. Well, Tracy, do you have any inside scoop on what we might have heard this evening had Joe been with us?
No, he hasn't said anything to me. He just wanted me to call in, so I did. And like I said, I thought I'd take a break before I get on the phone with tech support. They're 24/7, so it's easier to do it at night when they're not as busy anyway.
There we go. Well, we're running short on time here. We're going to start hearing music in about 30 seconds. So, hey, everybody, give me a number. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1 to 6. Tracy, just give me a number. 1 to 6.
5.
Number 5. That is November 1. So November 1. Yeah. We're going to be giving you a gift certificate for Fridge FTA Store. So, by all means, thank you, everybody, for calling in. And it's been a great show. We're going to have another show right before the holidays. And we just want everybody to tune in and be part of our holiday show. And I believe that's coming up, I should have looked at the calendar. I think it's going to be next week, isn't it?
Yeah, next week, 17th. We'll have one more before the holidays.
All right. So good night, everybody. Visit Fridge FTA, Titanium Satellite, and NCElectronics.com. Happy holidays, everybody.
Tonight. Join Satellite Guys Mike and Brian next Wednesday for another informative episode of Satellite Nation. And don't forget to like our page at facebook.com/SatelliteNationRadio. Until next week, good night.